and taking me to the top of a big tower. And all the time, she told me little secrets about each place that we visited. On Wednesday evening, a letter came for me from the children's uncle. There was another letter, still in its envelope, inside it. The children's uncle wrote to ask me to read this letter, which came from Miles's school, and to decide myself what to do about it, without worrying him. I read it that evening, and got very little sleep that night. "They have expelled Miles from his school," I told Mrs. Gross next morning. She looked at me strangely, worried by the news.
"But what has he done, miss?"
"They don't say. They only say he cannot go back there. Is he bad for the other boys, do you think?"
"Master Miles? But he's just 10 years old."
She was right. It was hard to believe.
"So, is Miles never bad?" I asked her some time later. "No, I can't say that. But a boy who is never bad is not a real boy for me."
"I agree. Boys must be bad sometimes. But they must not corrupt others," I said. Mrs. Gross gave a strange laugh.
"Are you afraid, miss? Could the young master corrupt you?" she asked.